Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Ever look at yourself in the mirror when you first wake up and just laugh sometimes? How funny you look. Your hair is a mess.
Especially when my hair gets long like it is now. Okay. I need a haircut really bad.
Yeah. I wake up like this. Perfect.
I wonder why.
Flurless.
Mr. My hair is a centimeter long.
Mister, I use a bar of soap for my ass and my face. I'm just kidding. I don't know what you...
How are we?
Well, no, straight people, straight men, just a lot of them, they will have just the best skin. And I always ask, like, what is your skincare routine? And they're always like, soap. I use a 3-in-1 conditioner, face wash, body wash, and I don't have a pore in sight.
It is common in the men's section, like just a single container of face wash, blasphemy, body wash, like everything wash.
It makes me giggle every time I see him. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, those poor, poor men.
I know.
Poor.
Blood. Our grandma would not approve of this.
A 3-in-1.
Same wash for your butthole, your butt.
No conditioner. Your face.
Joshua, turn that way.
What?
Oh, must be a pimple.
Oh, yeah. I have a.
I thought it was a hickey.
Oh, no. Those are lower. No visible marks. I do have, I am a lady. Mm. Now it's an ingrown.
I see.
Got a.
All I could see was a red spot that I mean.
No, I scratched at it yesterday on the way to the store to run a few errands. And mm-hmm. Thank goodness it's a place I go often and I'm friendly with the cashier because I had picked it on the drive and had a big old bloody neck. She was like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, what are you talking? And I was like, oh, no, I'm fine. Got a wet wipe.
I'm going to apologize to our fans right now because it's going to be a rough one. I've been sick for 2 weeks and I'm still not over it.
I like the little raspy you have in your voice. Very sexy. Ooh.
So you're
going to hear coughing. You're going to hear me clanging my teeth with cough drops to keep from coughing. And
you're just covering up her false teeth.
You is smart. Mm-hmm. You is kind. You is important, Kim. And we're glad to have you here.
I'm so glad. Glad somebody's happy. That
well, we have you for a few more years on this earth.
And then they took Old Yeller out back. And
it might calm down a little bit. It's early and I've not talked much today. So hopefully once I talk for a little bit, maybe things will calm down a little bit.
I was singing on the way here. I've been at the house by myself for like a week and I haven't really spoken very much, except to the dogs. I was like, I'm going to, let's get it warmed up. Got to get that throat stretch, you know.
Kim. Yeah, when you live alone, all you talk to is the dog.
I'll go out to the store and someone will talk to me and I'll be like, hold on. Yeah. Ah, sorry, I haven't spoken yet today.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I get it. I get it. Hey, I stopped at the mailbox on the way.
Did you? Did you get a package?
We got a package.
Ooh. Baby.
And we also got a postcard.
Ooh. I do love a good package.
And I did look to see who it was from.
All right. It says on the front, rooms for rent, men only.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's from Rick, our friend Rick.
Oh, hey, Rick.
And it says, hey, gang, I escaped Kim's basement long enough to tour the Molly Brown house in Denver.
Ooh.
I sent this postcard showing where Kim could find some more men for her.
Men only.
The basement is full. That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the basement is full.
It's full and flooded.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the picture looks like outside Molly Brown's house. Rooms for rent, men only. Josh, why don't you have a sign like that?
I love Molly Brown. Makes me like her even more.
Mm-hmm. That is hilarious.
Put that on my no soliciting, men only. I love it.
Men only.
We did get a package too, so I'll let you open it.
Why don't you open it?
Because I'm the post-getter.
You're post of something.
You guys are the post reachers and openers.
Here, I feel like if I were in a past life back in the day, I feel like that'd be a great job for a homosexual. I would have started a men-only boarding house. All them single, lonely men, you know, tramps running through town looking for work. Hey, baby, come here. I'll feed you and make you feel good.
And that's when they were last seen.
Y'all didn't give me no scissors or nothing.
I know. Kim has some scissors right over there. It's right next to your mic stand.
It's always the day after you cut your fingernails that you're like, dang it. No, I don't have any grip.
Getting the bigger ones.
Let's see. Y'all make me open. It's going to be a...
Well, God, I hope it's not a bomb. If a snake
pops out of
no
this.
No kidding.
We got a message on Patreon the other day, and she said, I sent you guys a box, and it's telling me that if you don't pick it up by the 29th, they're going to send it back. I said, don't worry. I've not been up there a couple weeks because I've been sick.
You could have told me. I could have got Shane's key and got it.
True.
Mystery Ink Gang. Such pretty calligraphy. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Kind of wish I could write better. Write prettier. Oh, so
write like lovely. A doctor.
Hi, gang. I hope you're all doing well and surviving the summer heat. I apologize. I was meaning to send this a little while ago, but I guess better late than never. I wanted to send this as a thank you for the amazing live Ouija event y'all hosted back in January. So I was the asshole who won two of the three games, and I felt so guilty. I was so excited for the event and drank way too much cheap wine, Barefoot Moscato. That's one of my favorites. And then got carried away playing the games. The best decisions are never made when you're drunk and excited, LOL.
That's true.
I hope you all enjoy your handmade leather gifts.
Ooh.
I look forward to the next live event. Kathy, P.S. Don't be too precious with your gift. Allow the leather to get marked up and scratched so that it reflects your journey through life.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Girl, you know my one rule is no marks. No. Oh, my goodness. And she wrapped it like Harry Potter.
Oh, my God.
With the wax seals. Let's see. Oh, there is a plethora.
Holy smokes,
Kim.
Ooh.
Me? I'm just kidding.
That is super cool. Mm-hmm. Emily done that with her wedding invitations. Put wax on the back of it.
Yeah, that's really neat.
There's little stickers and pins.
So exciting.
Is this a journal or chaps? No. It'll go great with my crocheted G-string in 20 years when Kim makes it for me.
No kidding, Kim. It's all we ever hear about.
Our buddy Trevor sent me a message the other day and showed me something that I need to make you.
A whip?
No.
Ooh. Oh. There's few things better than a new journal. Thank you so much. Oh my God, it's so soft. High quality leather. Leather goods. Oh, and it has our initials. Oh my goodness. So cute. And a little bookmark. Pretending I'm a pleasant person is exhausting. We do that really overshare awesome. Here, don't we? No
we do.
Oh, it's lovely. Thank you so beautiful. Much.
Love it.
Wow.
Ooh, we got little.
So cool.
I'll open these since I have the scissors. Oh, we got pins. Oh, I love a new pin. Yes, some pins. Oh, I just saw there's a note.
Yeah, there's a little note inside.
Josh, for the most charming, sassy lass on the podcast, I hope you use the space within the pages to document your travels and record all the wonderful things in life. Thank you so much, Kathy.
This is awesome.
What a great start of our day.
Mine says, for the greatest producer ever.
Oh.
Thank you for sharing your stories of your daughter and being so honest. Wally. I hope you use this notebook for good health and document all of the fun moments in life.
That's cute.
I love it.
What does your card say? The front.
It says, in my defense, the moon was full and I was left unsupervised.
I so, had a dollar.
Mine says,
right?
There's a fine line between free-spirited and crazy. Usually it's a prescription.
This is so cool. I love her it. Note says, thank you so much.
Shane, thank you for sharing your hilarious misadventures and for keeping Kim on track when her stories start to meander.
Wait a minute.
I hope you enjoy your notebook and use it to record all of your new adventures. Safe travels.
Love it.
You're cute.
We got little wallets.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, I need a new one. Very cute.
Well, thank you so much, Kathy. And she handmade all these. Oh, my gosh.
This is
gosh.
Kind of an awful day.
One of the things I like watching are those when people make leather goods. I like there's videos you can, you know, they're not really talking. They're just showing them, making them. And so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It smells so good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't smell anything right now. Hey, hand my little wallet over here.
I'm brother. One of those blindly confident people that will see someone who's been making something for years on a video. And I'm like, I can do that.
Right.
I hate carrying a purse. Hate it, hate it, hate it. And I needed a new little wallet to put in my
perfect. And that's pocket. Handmade leather. That'll last you at forever. Least for the rest of your life. Another 10, 15 years if you stop daring.
You better hold your breath, Josh.
Shane's
she might
like
have a good couple.
Months.
Hopefully.
Look at her now. She's already in decline.
I know. She's already decaying.
It takes me so long to get over a damn cold. It's ridiculous. I hate it. Hate it.
Keep complaining, Kim.
There's
we love
hearing
it.
There's going to be
a
lot of coughing today. I can
That's
tell
what's going to take you out. You'll be 80 and you'll get
a cold.
The sniffles. Mm-hmm.
Kim once had a... Are you done? Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
We're recording at a horse
she's
barn
just begging.
Today.
She's just begging now for attention. I swear this is just attention-seeking.
Yeah, it's been almost 2 weeks since
what's
we
my
were here. And she's...
Yeah.
And now she's just like, oh, look at me, look at me. I can't even turn off the overhead light because I need the attention. But anyway...
You're going to feel really bad here in a minute when I have to stop everything just so I can blow my nose. Go ahead.
You'll see, attention. Look at me. Oh, I'm going to stop everything so I can blow my nose. Okay. But anyway, Kim had this cold and she felt almost fine, but she just kept coughing and coughing and coughing.
Oh, that's awful.
And I was like, well, Kim, are you still taking cough medicine? Like, what's going on? She's like, well, I just keep taking it. I can't stop coughing.
It ain't a suppository.
It was right. horrible.
And so
it was
she
so
told
bad.
Me what she was taking, and I was like, tell me what's on the back of that. So she took a picture of it and sent it to me, and I was like, it has an, I think it's called expectorant.
Yeah.
And that makes you cough. Like, it makes
yeah,
you
it
like.
Gets stuff runny.
Yeah. But the issue is that if you continue taking it after the period of time that you need it,
not gonna solidify. It
will make you continue to cough it up, well, even though you don't have anything to cough up. Drip.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. My sinuses are draining really bad. And this, it's stupid because it started out just a little runny nose, you know? And then like a day or two later, then I was really stuffed up. I couldn't breathe at all. And then my throat got a little bit sore. My nose got runny again. It's one thing, or it just keeps going, bouncing back and forth between a runny nose and a stuffed up nose and a sore throat. And I had a temperature for a few days, and it just bounces back and forth and back and forth. And I don't think I'm ever going to get well.
I've been eating a lot of local honey, and it's really helped with my allergies this year. Normally, I have to take an allergy pill like every day, or I sound like
take one every day.
But I haven't taken one in over a week. I've just been doing a couple spoonfuls of just local honey a few times a week. And it's supposed, you know, it's made from flowers that are the pollen that you're breathing in every day. Uh-huh. So it's supposed to help get your body used to what's in your area. As long as no one starts a fire of trash or something, I'll be.
Yeah, I know. My neighbors like to burn trash.
I hate that.
And they like to do it when I'm mowing. Almost every time. So now I wear this mask contraption
I'm mowing. They're probably, look, he's outside. I'm going to go start that fire.
Let me go burn some trash. Do you need us to stop everything
for
you?
I need a pause. Hang on.
Okay, hold on. There's a trash can right over there.
I'm good for right now.
I cannot believe she made a stop so she could rip ass like that right now.
I know.
Oh, please. I blow my nose.
You mean blast ass?
Blast ass.
Mm-hmm. He's over there blasting ass.
Oh, I wanted
wish to... you were a lady. Go outside.
That's my job.
I wanted to give a big shout out. I need my notes because
You wanted to shout out to me, Kim?
To Rick. We know what you had to do in that basement, Rick. And we... acknowledge your lack of
bless
smell.
His heart.
And your strength of tongue.
I want to give a big shout out to our friend Steven on Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
He was the one that bid on my blanket and bought my blanket for way more than I ever expected to come out of it.
And there was a lot of people who bid on it. That was
there
so nice
was
of them.
A lot of people that bid on it.
Bless their heart.
And I was super excited that he was the one that got it just because... it traveled over the pond. It's in the UK, and that just, I don't know why that, I thought that was so stinking cool.
You got something you made over the pond.
He sent us a message the other day, and he'd gotten it.
Yeah, I saw that picture. Mm-hmm. If I would have known, I would have sprayed my cologne on it.
Steven.
He said he wanted it to smell like me. I love, even on job applications or whatnot, through the years, I spray something sweet smelling on it. Like, I learned that from Legally Blonde.
That's scented.
Well, that way when they hold it, they're like, I smell vanilla cupcakes. I like this person.
Meanwhile, they smell Kim. They're like, this smells like mothballs.
I do have the next one started. However, it's not gotten very far because I haven't had time to really mess with it. I do have it to be able to work on it later. So...
Kim's living at home alone now. The kids are all gone.
The kids are all moved out. Everything is still not put away.
That was short-lived.
Emily called me last night, and she says, Mom, it was yesterday afternoon. She says, Mom, Boone wanted me to call you and tell you that he really misses you, and you should probably stop by.
Aw. But just Boone, though.
Yeah, just Boone. I said, are you sure it's just Boone, which is their dog? I said, are you sure it's just Boone? Yeah, he told me that he's really missing you.
Where's Grandma?
We keep teasing Brady that I'm going to move in.
Is there only one bathroom?
No, there's two.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. That was on their criteria.
Yeah, that was on their criteria. Right. Yeah, he had a surgery when he was a baby. He has a lot of... goes back and forth to the bathroom quite a bit.
He don't have a butthole. No, I'm just kidding.
It goes out the ear.
I don't remember what he said it was, but he had a surgery.
Bless his heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. You know what I learned this week?
It's hard telling.
It's hard telling. I learned that there's more than one type of cucumber.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
English cucumber, regular, and they're all members of the watermelon family.
Yeah, because I wondered, I had bought this cucumber, and I was like, why is this like shrink wrapped?
Oh, an English cucumber. It's yeah. real ribbed for your pleasure.
It's huge.
Pointy.
But it's also like shrink wrapped. That's the one that we had sent you a picture of, Kim.
Oh, I yeah, like yeah. those better. They don't make you burp as badly. As
yeah. Isn't there ones. A burpless one too?
I pull the seeds out. Even the burpless ones, the seeds. I eat one lick of cucumber. Yeah. Ain't the body great?
I love me some cucumber. Have you guys had any good sweet corn?
No.
Yet? Not yet.
It's tasted like even with sugar on, like sprinkled on it, like salt. I'm like, oh, this tastes, is this feed corn? It was bad.
Yeah, I haven't had any good sweet corn yet.
And it was sold as super sweet corn. I'm like, to who? A diabetic?
Where did you buy this corn at?
Aldi.
Oh, there's your problem.
Well, normally their produce is very good, although right now...
Is it the one that you shuck or was the ones that's already been shucked?
I was already shucked and like...
Yeah, those things are nasty. Grabbed. Emily bought... she's gotten those a couple times when they were living with us and I'm like, this is dog shit. Corn. This is dog shit. Yeah. I can't wait for which at that time they didn't have any of the vegetable stands and stuff out, you know, with... Fresh corn. Yeah,
that's usually where I look.
But I never have cash on me to be able to stop at one of those to get some good sweet Venmo? Corn. Yeah, right?
They should just put their little Venmo thing out there. Yeah, but, I saw.
So I never stop.
Aldi has a recall. There we go. Mm. And some of their produce has been found to have listeria.
Yeah.
What?
I was at Kroger the other day and I had already bought some. Peppers.
Yeah.
And one of them was a green pepper. And I was like, I know dang well I've eaten some green peppers. And it's like, if you bought green peppers in the last 10 days, you could get listeria. And I'm thinking,
well,
what is that? I don't even know what it is.
Not good.
Something bad. Just the name.
You won't get listeria from eating a hamburger from something else, you know?
Although it is a pretty name. It sounds like a fantasy queen's name. Queen Listeria. Probably die of diarrhea or something, though.
it's normally like a vegetable thing.
Yeah, I saw Listeria. Walmart, Kroger, and Aldi was...
Ugh. I was like, I know dang well I've eaten all those stupid green peppers.
I don't
peppers.
Care for green peppers, so I don't...
Well, I was making... I mean, I cut them up and put them in vegetables, like... You just don't eat vegetables, Kim. That's
no,
the problem.
I like
you
vegetables.
Don't make food.
I like vegetables. I just do not like green pepper.
I don't eat them by themselves. I mix them up. I normally like buy a green pepper, buy a red pepper.
I don't even really like them in things. Like when we go to the El Cartón in Winchester, anytime I always get, I don't remember, it's some type of a taco salad that has chicken and beef and shrimp all in it, but it has green peppers and I always order it without green peppers.
I like a good green pepper, either especially if it's like out. Sauteed.
My favorite pizza is pepperoni, mushroom, and green pepper. Mm.
See, I don't mind the yellow ones. I don't mind
those
the
are my
yellow
least
ones,
favorite.
But I don't like the green ones. I don't know why.
That's weird. I don't think they taste all too different, but I do prefer like my peppers to be sauteed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I like them grilled a little. I don't like them raw. So like sometimes you'll get them like at a Mexican restaurant, sometimes they don't cook them very well. Yeah. So they're just like, oh, sprinkled on or whatever. And I'm thinking, oh, good. I could have just picked this out in the field and just sprinkled it on myself.
I'll scorch mine over the fire from the stove. And then you put them in a Ziploc baggie for like 5 minutes. And then the skin just peels off and they're nice and tender and a little smoky.
I love that little video that you made on Patreon. That was so
yes,
good.
Yes, and Patreons loved it.
I'm trying to think of what to do next. Making maybe meatloaf or something.
Kim needs to do her mayonnaise cake.
Her mayonnaise cake. Why? No one's going to eat it.
I know. No one will
she's,
eat it.
She's diabetic. She can't have the whole cake.
Have you ever made it?
Hell yeah, I've made it. I've made
well,
it
then
a
why can't
bunch.
You make a video
it? Did not
of it.
Taste good. It was just very dense. Which I kind of, a lot of those older recipe cakes are usually very dense.
Yeah.
They didn't put as many eggs and stuff.
I guess it's just, I mean, that's my family thing. You know, we've always loved chocolate mayonnaise cakes, which my aunt was the one that originally started doing it. My great aunt. But I love them. My mom, she makes them all the time. Used to, I was the one that made the better icing. My mom made the better cake. So she would make the Double cake team. And I would make the icing. Yeah. But mom does it all the time now. I don't cook anymore. I spent too many years have to fix a 3-course meal or 4-course meal for my ex-husband every night.
You're like, no.
So after that was done, I'm like.
Well, see, and you done messed up because, I mean, women are poisoners. You could have.
Yeah. That art's dying. Whenever I think of our dad's side of the family, like what their signature dessert would be, I always think of those apple hand pies. Mm. Oh, ever get together, family reunion. I'm not sure who made them, but they would come with like a truckload of these homemade apple hand pies. Ah,
it's not the ones that they put in the things and do it over the fire, is it?
No, it's similar to the ones you get at McDonald's, but oh, okay. They're homemade crust and they just, you know, roll it over and pinch the ends.
Close. I remember as a kid when we'd go camping, we would do those ones that you put the 2 pieces of bread in and you put filling in and put it over the fire. You know, I love
those. We've got one of those for when I go camping in a few days.
Oh, that's funny.
Do so you? How excited are you?
I swear my best friend is my soulmate because I went over there this past weekend to cut my nephew's hair for back to school. And I was thinking, I was like, I want to bring my stuff because I've been packed for, you know, 2 weeks. I'm like, I want to bring it so we can lay it all out. You've
been packed longer than that.
I know. Well, that way we can take her stuff and my stuff, lay it all out and see, you know, make sure
everybody's got everything.
And I was like, no, that's too much, Josh. And then she texts me and was like, hey, you mentioned you were packed. Do you want to go ahead and bring that stuff so we can see what we have? I was like, yes, I do. We did that. And then we even did a trial run of, you know, how we're going to fit it in the car. And we took a picture so we remember.
Oh, my gosh. I'm talking about all kinds of extra.
I'm so excited. We are 2 peas in a pod.
Was it like playing Tetris? That's why when we were moving the kids back into their house, their new house, we would play Tetris. We would go to the storage unit and everybody would load up their stuff, you know. But this will fit. Growing older has been less mysterious ever since I started using Hormone Harmony to help with the symptoms of menopause. Between the sleepless nights, random hot flashes, mild mood swings, it was making it really difficult to focus, rest, and enjoy myself. Hormone Harmony has helped make traveling around with 2 young men in a mystery machine a lot more bearable. Hormone Harmony is not just for those of us suffering from menopause. Women who have symptoms of hormonal imbalances can benefit from Hormone Harmony. It has helped guide me through the mystery of menopause into a more harmonious journey through a natural process in each woman's life. The company behind Hormone Harmony, Happy Mammoth, advocates for women and helps them regain control of their hormones. With over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, more women are feeling more like themselves now more than ever. Thank you, Hormone Harmony, for unmasking the monster behind my menopause. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MYSTERY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MYSTERY for 15% off today.
Been here and this will fit in there and, you know.
Well, her husband did it first because her and I were over in the yard looking at the garden and talking, and we walked back to the car and he was like, it's not going to fit. And we looked at him and the stuff he couldn't fit and was like, who the hell packed this? We're like, step back. We got this. And we got it all in there. Yeah.
That's funny.
You definitely have to play Tetris when you're trying to pack a lot of stuff. I mean, my gosh, we do it all the time when we go to a crime con.
Yeah.
You know, those conventions that we give away a lot of merch stuff. And, yeah.
I even told him if I have to hold my pillow or my bag of clothes, that's fine with me. It's only like 2 hours from my house to Michigan. So I can do that for 2 hours.
Hey, Josh, did you see where next year's True Crime Paranormal Festival is going to be?
No.
Boston.
Ooh.
Yeah, but Boston. They're splitting up the Paranormal and True Crime Festival.
They are?
Yeah. So there's going to be a True Crime Festival for podcasts and there's going to be a Paranormal Podcast Festival.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Are they both the same place?
I don't know.
I'd like to do the paranormal. I've never been to a paranormal festival.
Paranormal podcast festival.
That'd be fun.
I mean, that it would be cool. I mean, they could still do it together, but just kind of separate everything, you know, all the true crime in one spot and all the paranormal.
Yeah.
Did you write them an email?
You should. You got their email address.
I just want to go to Boston. I've never been there.
Right.
And you know what's close to Boston.
Salem, Kim, and you want to go in the fall. Yeah. And you'll go alone in the fall.
So bad.
Chris Evans is from Boston.
Is he?
I'm down to go there.
Yeah.
He lived where?
We're going to buy his underwear.
His ass touched this toilet seat. Buying it. It's America's ass.
I'll tell you.
Heavens.
Which one of you guys are going to do your mystery today?
I can.
Okay. You want to do yours first?
I've been working on this one for a little while.
Oh, good.
But there are a lot of old stories, and you've researched plenty of old stories where all you have are old newspapers with very bad grammar you have to get stuff from.
So it's like talking to me.
Worse.
Oh, okay.
It's like, you know, those people that text, like they have their own texting language. Nobody else would really understand it, but you're so used to it, you can decipher pretty much what they're saying.
I would be one of those.
That's
people.
What these old newspaper, they didn't spell check. People's last names are spelled differently depending on what newspaper published it. It's
my problem
funny.
Is my thumbs are faster than my brain, and then I'll hit send without reading it.
I do that, but my phone will switch words on me. I'll spell a word correctly, but it'll like, oh, no, you must mean this word. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, and then I send it. And I'm like, damn it. But I stopped responding with a correction. I'm like, they know what I mean.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the way I was, too. We've known each other for...
Right. You get the gist.
9 years now. We have been friends for 9 years now.
8.5 years too long.
Can you believe that?
That is crazy.
I couldn't.
I thought it was more like 8, and then I had something pop up on my Facebook the other day, and I'm like, no, I've known him 9 years now.
I know me and my best friend have known each other for 21 years now, and I'm like, we could have had a child that could drink now. But I mean, we were 13 when we met, so maybe not. She met me during my shorty yellow shorts era. I'd walk around the neighborhood with her. We'd go down to the gas station and buy big burritos to microwave. There wasn't nothing to do around us.
I'm gonna get my hook in since you're going first. Hook.
You need to wear it as a necklace because you always lose that dang hook.
I know.
It's coming along. It looks nicely, your blanket. I'm going to miss the little buttholes. Well, my mystery for today was inspired by one of my favorite quotes that I say quite often. I'm ready to disappear into the woods and become local folklore.
If you say that once during an episode, you say it at least 5 times.
Oh, I love it. That's literally when people are like, what do you dream of? I'm like, I wish I could go back in time and just disappear into the woods and... You know, people be like, nope, don't go too far in there. That big old tall womanly man is in there. Especially if no man has came out unscathed. Well, I wanted to see what all the legends were about where Shane and I live in Wabash County, Indiana, in the world's first electrically lit city. Our 90s babies will get a kick out of this one. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I call this story Before the Lights Were On. Get it? Because it's the first lit city. Get it, Kim?
I get it.
Just making sure the reaction wasn't what I wanted. Bust out.
She remembers what it was like, Josh, before
lights. In the dark. Well, first up is the Moon Rock, which is a huge pudding stone that was carried here from Canada when the huge glacier that covered Indiana was here. When we go to Michigan, that's on my list of stones to find are pudding stones. They're really pretty. It's like a white stone that has little other types of rocks in it, but it's been smoothed over from water and the glacier and really neat looking. Definitely sticks out.
I've never even heard of it.
I love the name Pudding Stone, too. Well, the moon rock is 15 by 12 by 5 feet and could be found off County Road 24 within the Wabash city limits. Actually, it's not very far from my house. It was first recorded in 1790 during a visit to the area to record the Upper Wabash area. And long before that, moon rock had been used by Native Americans as a ceremonial spot, and it was custom for them to leave offerings anytime they passed by. And located directly across the river from Moon Rock is a cave once called the Hospital. And it was also believed to have been sacred to natives and a healing area. Local legend behind the hospital says that a native... God, I can't say that word. Local legend around the hospital...
Neither could the white people. They called them Indians or savages.
Says that a Native American warrior was out hunting and was attacked by a rival tribe and left for dead. When he woke up, he had been dragged into a cave by a beautiful maiden who cleaned his wounds and brought him food. Once he showed improvement, she vanished. He then began searching for her every day because he had fallen in love with her, but to no avail. He then died of his injuries and of a broken heart. Later, possibly due to the lack of offerings to the sacred stone, because when natives would pass through, they'd leave tobacco and different other things, as you know, because it was sacred to them. The moonstone became a place of death when the body of a young girl was found nearby, and it is said that she wandered away from home and froze to death near the moonstone. And records say that there is a, it looks like a cow hoof print embedded into the stone. I wasn't going to mention that, but it made me think of that stone story you had where the lady's handprint was in there. I'm like, what is with all these things printing? How'd they know how to do that? Well, with the little girl that froze to death near Moonstone, it is said that her spirit haunts the area, and she is seen as a shadowy little girl who claims to be looking for her mommy. That's just down the road from my house. Oh, boy. But now, today, you are not able to see the moonstone. It is in the same spot it has always been, but because of its size and weight, through the years, it has sunken into the ground. So, I mean, it could be lifted back up, which I think would be a really cool, like, that's a neat little, make it a bike trail or something. Our next local lore happened in 1856 at what's called Higley's Curve and was one of the most brutal deaths in the town's history. A man named John Hubbard and his son murdered an unknown man at a cabin near the curve and threw his body into the canal. When the body was found, it led townspeople back to the cabin downriver, upriver, whichever way. When the townspeople got to the cabin, the men had left, but they decided to still investigate. And upon investigation, under the floor of the cabin, they found the missing bodies of the French family, who locals believed had moved. Under the floorboards were the dad, mom, and five children's bodies. It is warned to beware of Higley's Curve, especially at night, and especially when it's foggy, because the restless spirits of the French family and the unknown murdered man are said to appear.
Did you say John Hubbard and his son?
Yes.
John Hubbard didn't have a son, so it would have been John Hubbard. He was the one who murdered the French family. His wife was also convicted of the murders.
Okay.
She was the first woman in Indiana who was sentenced to life in prison. One of the first women in the U.S., and he was sentenced to death. He was hanged outside the courthouse for it.
Oh, dang.
And fun fact, we had his bones in the office for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, when I was reading it, again, it was an old newspaper article.
Yeah.
Not very good.
A lot of the old newspaper articles had misprinted some of the facts.
That's why when I was putting this on paper, I was like, John Hubbard, I know that name. Mm-hmm.
Yep. He was in our... Display
he was one
case.
Of the oldest and first serial killers.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
This is about him.
Yeah.
He's our local lore. That's crazy. His bones were right by us every day.
Yeah, there is a lot of local lore on the street. And I know where his cabin is. I can point it out, or where it was. It's hard to get to it now because the land that it was on overgrows in the summer. Yeah, it's hard to walk to, but you can kind of see the area. And if you get to it, there are remnants of like where it was.
Have you been back there
in the fall?
Yeah, once.
Once the vegetation has died down a little. And that would be fun. Well, yeah, be warned of Higley's Curve and John Hubbard. And this one I hated to learn, and it was grossing me out. Y'all had so many damn snake stories. Well, apparently when settlers first came to Wabash, there was quite a large population of poisonous snakes. There are records of rattlesnakes, different vipers like the cottonmouth and the copperhead, different adders, and several types of racer snakes that would chase people who ran away from them. It's literally my worst nightmare. And the canal that used to be here was opened around July 4th, 1837. But during its construction, a huge den of snakes was found during the blasting process.
Who?
And just off the road, known as New Holland Pike, is a little cavern with a rocky edge. It is said that thousands of snakes were found there during the winter when they go into a sort of hibernation. In the spring, they would come out in great numbers. Some reports show that a farmer once killed over 70 snakes in a day just around his farm. I'd move so fast.
No kidding.
Catch it all on fire.
I don't even want to come back to town after listening to that.
Well, no, there's a happy ending.
Okay.
Well, not for the snakes. Well, during one winter, locals decided to board up the entrance to the cave and trap the snakes inside. Then, as the weather warmed, the snakes tried to get out, but they were all met with a gang of locals who shot, clubbed, and hacked at them until there were few left. Most of the snakes were recorded as being over 9 feet long, and their bones were still found in the cave as late as the 1930s. It is also said that because of that day of carnage, that is why there are no dangerous snakes left in Wabash County.
I think they're...
Those men are heroes.
No kidding. I think that the canal that ran through here was the longest canal that was built in the U.S. I think it was called the Erie Wabash Canal.
Yeah, there's still traces of it in Delphi.
And in Peru.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I've driven down that road in when I go to Taco John's to get a churro. I take a scenic route.
Yeah.
I only know Delphi because I saw them. They're having like a Delphi Canal Days thing. How fun. Yeah, I love the history of the canal, how it used to be like Indiana's highway through the state.
Right.
Where I lived in...
The railroad replaced it.
Yeah. Where I lived in Connersville, it was like right in front of where their old canal used to be. And they kept it open for a long time. Like locals used to swim in it, but then someone had to go and drown and
ruin it for everybody.
Yeah. So the swimming hole was filled in. Rest in peace. Our next local lore is at an old house off of Ferry Street, about a block from where I live. I looked it up on the map. I was like, oh boy. I found the whole address of the house, but I ain't given that. I don't want people to know the vicinity. You know, it won't take long to find me in that block. It was originally a small cottage built around 1900, and nothing unusual happened until a family was living there in the 1920s. One night, their vehicle was stolen, and in desperation after the police couldn't find it, the couple went to a spiritual woman in the area. In the paper, they called her a gypsy, but that's rude.
Yeah.
She told them where to find the car, but the husband had offended the woman and, frankly, pissed her off. The car was found within a few days, right where it was predicted. But the woman never received an apology. A few nights later, the couple were awoken by a cold wind in the house, and when they went to close the window, the woman was standing outside, pointing and cursing the family and the house. After that, they began hearing what sounded like rocks falling under the floorboards at night. Then the loud sound of running water, which they said sounded like a stream was running straight through the home, could also be heard at night. And the final straw, and what led them to flee the house, the couple began seeing huge spiders all over.
Oh, no.
They said that some of them were as big as three hands.
Oh, that's a big ass spider.
Pray a gas leak. Police did investigate, but they were never able to see any spiders and believed it was all in their heads. Probably all that cocaine and the Coca-Cola.
Probably.
People just tripping. Then in 1992, another family was living in the same house, and one of the kids had a guinea pig that had managed to escape its cage one night. It crawled across the house and up into the dad's bed and scared him awake. I mean, yeah, I probably would have died if it was me, because my first instinct would be to throw it against the wall. I don't know you, not my purse. A week later, the dad was yet again awoken with a fright, but instead of a cute guinea pig, he claimed that there was a gargoyle troll-looking creature at the foot of his bed. He had convinced himself that it was just a bad dream. But yet again, a week later, he was awoken by what he described as a banshee-looking woman standing by him, saying she was an extremely old and wrinkled woman dressed in white and singing loudly and badly. A week later, the guinea pig was found dead by the side of his bed.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm like, that's a lot of, you know, banshees are supposed to, based on their lore, they come when, you know, impending death is near.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, that's a lot of warning for a guinea pig. Mm-hmm. This one I found extra fascinating. And there is also a reported Black Panther spirit named Manitou that was sacred to Native tribes and said to have been spotted in Wabash County for hundreds of years. It is even said to have carried off a few people who were never seen again.
Better watch out, Kim, when you leave today.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'd like to see something try to pick my ass up and
I would too.
It's a spirit. It's a spirit. You know, they got super strength.
Mm. A Thunderbird come get you.
Super suck. Somebody come get her. There are many other local ghost stories, such as a baby spirit that cries after its body was found in a well, also right down the road from my house. And
you just need to move.
What I know. Heck? I'm like, nobody like mentioned this in the lease.
It sounds like Josh lives in the hood.
Well, I wrote this at night, like close to bedtime. So
I bet
like,
you were freaking out all night long.
Get the light on. I was sitting there, I'm like, I don't want no banshee at the foot of my bed. Turn that light on. That'll stop him.
He just wants a manchi.
And there is also the spirit of a boy who is looking for his lost head at Highly Curve. And join us on Unmasked for a local legend about a recent cryptid I've covered right here in our county. Right Ooh. By where I go fishing and hiking. I'm like, oh boy!
Goody.
And my bless your heart this week. Oh, I love this. Oh. There is a man in Canada named Kelly Blair in a small town. And he was all bummed out because someone swiped 10 ceramic garden gnomes from his yard, which I would kill somebody. I love gnomes. I collect them. And
they're like, so cute.
They just make me so happy. And right before that, he had also lost a canoe, and so it made him feel really depressed and sad, feeling that his neighborhood was going downhill. Then, a few days later, there was a knock at the back door. And when he opened it, Kelly found a mysterious older woman standing there holding out an envelope addressed to the homeowner. Although she didn't have any answers, he opened the envelope and found a paper silhouette of a gnome with the words Gnome Restoration Society written down the middle. So precious. The woman, remaining tight-lipped, led Kelly to the back of her truck, where he saw all his gnomes arranged in boxes, each one smiling back at him from behind a fresh coat of paint. The lady stated that the people involved wished to remain anonymous and had no further information to provide. Kelly then expressed his amazement at the exquisite detail and pristine restoration work that these mischief makers had undertaken on behalf of his garden gnomes.
Mm.
And whoever is restoring these precious little babies, bless your heart. I myself collect garden dwellers, and just this year painted and polyurethaned my own because they were looking pretty shabby. On behalf of us here at Mr. Inc. and the gnomes themselves, because of course they're real, we thank you.
Yeah, that's sweet.
How cute.
It's one thing I like to look for when I go on my hikes in the woods. You know, I like to keep an air of whimsy about my mentality. So, you know, if I see a tree, a little branch move, and I'm like, a gnome.
Right.
Sometimes I even leave little mints.
That's how I met Kim.
For a little troll under the bridge.
Into the woods.
He didn't know the riddle, and this is his punishment.
You all think you're funny. I like to make them. I'm always seeing different little crafties and stuff that you can make that are gnomes.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, my wreath that I have on my door is a patriotic gnome. Oh. It's an Uncle Sam hat on, and it's got just his nose underneath it. It's cute.
I'm probably up to 15 or so. I have two proper British gnomes from our friend, Wendy. Mm-hmm. After I met her when we went to Myrtle Beach, she mailed me two proper British gnomes.
Nice.
I have those inside, though. Those aren't my outdoor gnomes. Don't want those taken.
No, I don't blame you.
Those are bookshelf gnomes. There's a hierarchy of gnomes, if you didn't know. Right. Well, we want to give a big shout out to our amazing patrons. Hi, hello, and howdy, guys. We also thank everyone who supports our podcast, whether you like, share, comment, or just like to look at me in the screen.
Or send us leather.
Yeah, send us. And yeah. I can't believe when I was
postcards.
When I read handmade leather goods, I was a little nervous when he was going to open up and find me a gimp mask or something. I guess I'm going to have to take this whole box home with me. Ain't nothing in here for you guys. Is that a whip? What do they call it? Cat's claws whip?
You're ridiculous.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram or join us on Patreon for bonus episodes of Unmasked. You can find us under at It's Mystery Inc. And join us on Facebook at Shane and Josh's Rabbit Hole. Come play in our hole, you guys.
Ew.
And visit itsmysteryinc.com, where you can find our Amazonite necklaces. We have little crystal dicks. We have our t-shirts, coffee mugs, tumblers, Kim's big old BVDs.
Big old BVDs.
And other kinds of goodies, because I can't remember everything that's on there. But it's on the website. It's mysteryinc.com. We also welcome your contributions. If you have any suggestions for mysteries, heartwarming stories, unusual criminal behavior, someone who needs to touch grass, or anything that's left you shit and fire, please don't hesitate to share it with us. Yeah. You guys have anything else?
No. But I do want to tell people that our Unmasked episodes are going to be filmed now.
Yeah.
So why don't you come over? Join us on as long as our filming hardware works.
Last time we tried it, it didn't work.
Yeah.
We had problems.
Well, but I told you, put your clothes on this time. It won't break the camera.
Oh, it's all your fault.
That was my fault.
It was.
You got to make love to the camera, so not sorry. Scar it emotionally.
No, I don't know why I put up with you people.
I'm sorry. That was good. That was on the spot.
That was good. That was good. Not even funny.
All right. We'll see you on Unmasked.
Yeah. Talk at you later.
Bye.